There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, you're banned.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
And here we go, FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along and love where I am here on just less than a week away from Veterans Day aboard the Mighty A at Battleship Memorial Park. It's our chance to check in with what's happening here at the park, and we're going to talk about veterans activities from the park to Mobile to all around the bay. Plus, at 1 o'clock, the handover here, Tom Claxton and the Scuttlebutt Network taking over. We'll talk more about that in just a little bit. But first up here, the very patient Genevieve Harris, who is my contact here, my liaison, my go-to at Battleship Memorial Park, who is navigating today, I would say just by, and I'm not an official crowd counter, but I'd look at about 50,000 children running around the ship.
It's quite a, definitely a crowd out there. We had like four or five motor coaches out there today.
Schools, first field trips, and I remember my first field trip here when I was a kid, and it cemented my love for this place. But to see, you know, youngins out here getting to take in the battleship, pretty special.
Yeah, it's fun. They really enjoy it. You hear them running around, mm-hmm. really intrigued about this big battleship, and them being on it is just truly exciting to them. So,
you know, and I've said this as they get older, I think what's neat, and with, like, we talk about for living history and stuff like that, you got children that they're in school, they're going to learn about World War II, they're going to learn about this, but it's in a book, you know. It's like, oh, maybe they see a film strip or something like that, but they come here and they're on an actual battleship, and it starts to make sense.
Yeah, and they get the hands-on experience while they're here, too, and not just, you know, like you said, a book there. They just read out of it. So.
Right, and you come here, and that's like with my son. I mean, I was like, okay, remember what you learned in school? Well, this, we did live in history. I'm like, there it is. And then mm-hmm. all of a sudden, you know, somewhere through that teenage brain, he started paying attention a little more.
Yeah.
So it's a miracle.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you. Thank you at the Battleship. And Veterans Day coming up, of course, we're less than a week away. Coming up on Tuesday, let's talk about what's going on here at the park.
So we have the flag raising ceremony that morning at 7 a.m. That is hosted by the South Alabama Veterans Council. And then at around 10 o'clock that day, they'll have the parade, Veterans Day parade, downtown Mobile. And then it'll come back here at around 3 for the Parade of Flags, which is our essay contest that we have here, where fourth graders read their essays about what Veterans Day means to them.
Yeah, this is, we talked about in the past, so this is from schools all in our area. The mm-hmm. kids write the essay, and then some are selected.
Yep.
And yeah, then they got to read them in front of people.
Yeah, the first place winners have to read it in front of the audience.
This might be a little
Some of them are really brave and confident when they're reading their get in front of that crowd.
In fourth grade. Yeah. They walk up there and they, mm-hmm. good. I don't think if I'd have pulled it off in fourth grade like that. So that goes on, but it all starts, of course, with flag raising at Tom's down there, 0700, mm-hmm. right, on Tuesday morning. Let's talk about also, you've got they'll make them all mad. This is like football without pads, the rugby.
Yeah, the Battleship rugby this weekend.
Those guys are, yeah, I've watched them play before. They're impressive and seem to not worry about their physical health because they throw themselves headlong.
No, it's an aggressive game.
So what's the schedule on this?
So it's 8th and 9th. It'll start at 8 a.m. Till about 5 p.m. Parking is $5 per car.
Okay. Let's also look forward to, so this is going on Tuesday. In the schedule going forward for USS Alabama and the park, y'all are only closed day a year.
Only Christmas Day.
That's got to make it tough for vacation. But, yeah, so going forward, looking into the rest of November and December, people, normal hours, right?
Yeah, we have normal hours, and then we have a couple other events coming up. We got the Battleship 12K, which is November 16th. they will end their race here. So that's always, that's an exciting race to be a part, because they really do, the race is all about honoring their military. So.
Very good. All right. People need more information on what's happening Tuesday or what's going on at the park all the time. Of course, website and Facebook page.
Yes, website and Facebook.
Okay, I'm going to do this to you. Genevieve's going to get mad at me, but teak, we still have a teak in stock?
Oh, we still have some teak in stock.
Because this is like the coolest. If y'all, I've thought about for friends and family here, I've given it as a gift, or friends of mine that moved from Mobile, live somewhere else now, giving them a gift with USS Alabama teak is really special. You can get it. Talk about the different ways you can get it.
Sure you can get the big plank pieces where you can make shadow boxes or, you know, special souvenirs for your loved one. And then we have pens, coasters, and coins.
Okay. Now, the pens, we'll get to, y'all, don't just think, these are hand-tooled teak wood pens.
Yep.
There's people like, I've got a brother-in-law, that's his thing, is pens. And sitting at the stack of all the top of them is one I gave him from here. I mean, he's like, this thing is incredible.
Oh, said, it's amazing pen.
We got local people making them.
Yep.
I mean, so y'all, I always look at them and buy them in the gift shop, but can people look at them online, see kind of what they look like?
They can go online or in our gift shop section online, but if they want to, say if they're far away, just give us a call and we can get you in contact with our gift shop manager and we can get a way to get it to you.
The other great gift idea, too, I mean, all of them are great gift ideas, but I'm thinking about the ones I've given, the pens for very special gifts, but the coasters.
The coasters are nice to give away, too, especially if it's a small souvenir, if mm-hmm. you don't want to do something drastic or big. I've done that for a couple of people, so.
Yeah, you get them a set of coasters, and it's the coasters, y'all, are cut from the teak decking yep. of the USS Alabama.
So every piece is... individually, it's,
you know, yeah, that's the thing. Some are, yeah, they don't all look, yeah, they're not, y'all, they're not like stamped out like what the logo is and all that, but some are, the wood's different.
Yeah, every piece is unique, which is cool and more, you know, special to the person.
Yeah, you want to give somebody the most Mobile gift ever. Give them a piece of the teak deck of the Mobile of the USS Alabama. All right, so that's online, but Veterans Day activities starting at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock, and then the last thing on Veterans Day is the Patriotic Concert by Mobile Pops.
Okay, so that starts at what time?
7 p.m.
7 p.m. The Pops goes till...
till about 9.
Okay. I'll say a couple hours here yeah. of it. And so if they come in and they can park for that and then be there
yeah,
for the different...
free parking, open to the public to attend.
All right, very good. Genevieve, thanks for having us back out.
Thank you.
It's Battleship Memorial Park. Obviously, you want to be here for Veterans Day, but in between and afterwards, what a great place to come. And, yeah, you know, history coming alive, I keep talking about that when they do living history drills. It's a great time to, you got children, you've got maybe yourself, but you've read about the books, you've even maybe seen the movies, but if you stood on a real battleship, it's something special to do. So make sure that's part of it. All right, coming up in just a little bit, Cameron Smith is going to join us. Lots to talk about with him. The big day, you know, so many news stories this morning. Big day for Democrats. Is anybody surprised? Big night for Democrats? Yeah, of course it was. I don't think anything there was a big surprise, but we'll talk about it. Get your text about that at 343-0106. We'll talk about that some with Cameron. Also, day 36 of the government shutdown. We'll talk about that as well when Cameron joins us. Text line 343-0106. And also, with the FM Talk 106.5 app, always a reminder there, you can leave us a talkback message. If you go to the front page of the app, whatever, landing page, whatever we call it, the first darn page you see, you'll see a microphone icon there on the front page. If you press that, lets you record a message, emails it to the show, and we can play it back here on the air. So check that out. And the FM Talk 106.5 app is waiting for you right now, like a puppy looking for adoption. It's just sitting there with big eyes looking for it. And it's on, if you're on Apple, if you got a iOS, you're go to the App Store. If you're a cool old dad like me that runs an Android, go to Google Play. Both places, look for FM TALK 1065. All right, coming right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, so welcome back. FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along on this Wednesday. Good time to check in with my buddy David McCrary at LCM Motor Cars and talk about that inventory, man. Yeah, is David there?
Hey, bud, I'm here. Sean?
Yeah, there we go. The buttons there. There he is. David,
welcome
talk about
the Magic Radio.
Yeah, it's amazing, the connectivity here. So what's going on?
Oh, nothing. Inventory is, we got two more vehicles just came in off a truck this morning. I know we keep talking about inventory, but, man, we got a fantastic inventory, and we got a ton of customers right now. Traffic has been really good, selling a lot of vehicles, so everything struck along real good. Financing's good. We just need, we can't have too many customers, so come see us.
That's true. And on the flip side, too, vehicle inventory, but also talk to folks about where financing is. What are the rates looking like?
Say that one more time, Sean. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying, talk about that selection on financing. What are rates looking like right now?
It's great. The rates come down. You know, the Fed's lowered the rate two or three times. We had somebody call me yesterday, and she said, well, I heard that the Fed rate only affects mortgage rates. I said, no, it affects everything. So all of our credit unions are falling right into place, and they're pretty quick with lowering their rates. Everybody we deal with, as soon as the Fed lowers it, they've sent us a new rate sheet. So I don't think rates have been better in 5 years, honestly, right, than they are right now in cars. So, and we got good terms, too.
Well, that gets your attention. All right, so tell folks how to find you.
We're at Highway 90 in Plantation in Theodore. It's 1 mile south of I-10, exit 15A. You can give us a call, 251-375-0068. Or go to the website. We've got a new website. Check it out, lcmmotorcars.com.
Hey, thanks, David.
Bye, buddy.
All right, there goes David. And we continue our discussion from right here aboard the Mighty A at Battleship Memorial Park. Reminder, Genevieve just said it, but starting at 7 o'clock or 0700 on Tuesday, the activities here at the park start for Veterans Day. In addition to a reminder, Dan and Dalton will be doing Mobile Mornings from live at the Assembly at the start of the Veterans Day Parade. A bunch of us from the station will be there as well. We're going to have, as I always say, we're going to feed and water the veterans, which includes coffee and donuts and healthy foods as well. So make sure you stop by and shake some hands and visit with us there at the beginning on Tuesday, the Canal Street. You'll see us. We'll be parked somewhere around where everything's assembling for the beginning of the Veterans Day Parade. We'll see where they put us. But you, right, like last year, they're just off Canal Street. So, but we'll give you that morning, Dan and Dalton will tell you exactly where to come by and see them. All right, and before we get to the other stories, too, so updates on this, the story we're talking about here amongst us, during the news break, that terrible crash of that UPS cargo plane in Louisville. This happened yesterday. Now NTSB has said 9 people have died, others injured. They worried this death toll could climb as the investigation continues. They said at least 28 people they have on the airfield searching through the debris. I've heard that there's debris being found some distance from there. Kentucky Governor Beshear declared a state of emergency, mobilized the National Guard as well. And they're on site. Flights resuming at a limited basis. Passenger flights to and from Louisville are now resuming, according to the airport's website. But they have been hampered by a major backlog of delayed flights from yesterday, from last night. You put that on top of the fact that if you look around the country, speaking about delays, like I think Houston Airport was really, really was bad. I think there's like 3 or 4 where they're having trouble with air traffic controllers not being there and getting backups there. So if you are flying out today, I had a family member flying out today. What did they tell you? Stupid thing. Pack your patience. So. In addition to, they're saying, if you've seen the video, you see the big fireball on that jet. They said the jet fuselage mostly burned beyond recognition in that big fireball. So that's, we're watching that story out there. All right, let me grab a couple texts here. This is, oh, by the way, thank you. Tommy says he gives us a picture. It looks like, I don't know what's going on, because I saw, maybe end of last week, I saw the planter peanut vehicle there along the service road near the radio station. Now, Tommy sends me a picture from Highway 90 at McVeigh. There's the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. Are we having, is there some kind of convention? Why are they here? I don't know, a density of product vehicles. So I don't know if the peanut man has left yet and the Oscar Mayer has shown up. I don't know, but thank you, Tommy, for the picture. Squirrel Vereen said, yes, the gift shop is the place to go for Christmas shipping or shopping. Yes, it absolutely is. It's really cool. It's a cool, giving these gifts before, not just that I'm partial to what happens here at Battleship Memorial Park, but it's like a cool gift. If you're going, man, what do I get somebody, right, that they don't already have? Once you get to be adults, like, you're limited in things somebody needs. Okay, well, what about something they'd want or gives them the oh, wow? For me, these teak gifts here, like the pens, and the pens are not cheap, but they're real special gifts. But you can get the coasters for a pretty good price, or you can just get the, you can make an appointment to just get the raw pieces of teak. If you got a project you want to do with it, you can do that. They have some bigger pieces of teak emblazoned with the Alabama as well. Just cool gift ideas. So maybe something worth checking out. All right. On to what was the big story this morning. I guess still they're breathlessly talking about it on cable news. Can you believe it? It was a big night for Democrats last night. Who was surprised? I'll tell you what would have been surprising if they came back. Old Sliwa in his beret had won in New York. That would be the surprise story. The fact that Mamdani won, I think a month ago, you could have seen that. But that's the story for New York, as the report here from NBC 15 said, Democrat Socialist Zohran Mamdani officially won the highly contentious New York City mayoral race on Tuesday night. He defeated former Governor Andrew Cuomo, who ran as an independent, and Curtis Sliwa, who was a Republican nominee, as well as two other candidates. Mamdani appeared to celebrate the victory by posting an 11-minute video clip on X that showed the inside of a subway train. I've heard some of the speeches from now. I mean, today he was saying some things like to say, well, this is not going to be that bad for businesses, so, you know, whatever. Listen, he wants to do these things. How much of it can he do at a mayoral level versus the state of New York? We'll see. But I've said the whole time, the people that were like, first of all, it was going to go to Mamdani. You could see this way back. So why they're trying to fight it. And number two, I think let New Yorkers vote how they want to vote. And let this be an example. I mean, this is the best thing. If you want to have people not want the idea of this socialism for their city, well, do this. Let it happen in New York. People watch it from a distance and go, yeah, you know what? That's not for me. It's not something I want to do. I saw this, too, additional story, if I can find it here, about what's happening in the real estate market around New York. Okay, here it is. Yeah. The Mamdani effect. New York City millionaires flee as socialist surge sparks suburban bidding war. Let me point out something, too. Now, I wouldn't sneeze at the $1 million, but being a millionaire in New York, that's going to be upper middle class. Because if you own something and not renting there, if you own property on the island of Manhattan, you buy your assets are a millionaire. I mean, most likely. So, I mean, this idea. So it's not just like, they didn't say billionaires because, you know, billionaires is a thing now, right? Millionaires, nothing. So it's affecting a lot of people that people out of New York have been looking for property outside the city. So selling there and moving outside the borders of New York City, maybe still working there, but having their homes like in Westchester County and northern New Jersey, Fairfield County, Connecticut, these areas that are, you know, whatever, bedroom communities for the city of New York. And here's a clip here. Mark Fisher, who's regional vice president of UNMB Home Loans, Inc., is quoted in the story, said, affluent New Yorkers concerned about the upcoming election with Zohran Mamdani leading in the polls are driving a surge in demand for suburban markets within commuting distance to the city. Areas like Greenwich, Darien, New Canaan, Connecticut are all seeing prices climb rapidly as buyers look to relocate in anticipation of tax increases and policy changes. All right, so let's do this. So now they leave, right? If those homes don't sell for the money they wanted before and those people decide to take their even their businesses and go elsewhere, this money that Mamdani was going to get, right, through the socialist system to finance all these other things, will leave. I mean, we've seen it at, you know, a state-to-state level, right, with people leaving California and going to Texas and so many other places, Alabama, people leaving upper Midwest states and moving down here, those kind of things. Well, with that, tax base leaves, and you're going to see the same thing in New York. They're not moving, I don't think many of these stories right here are people moving out of the general area, but if they move into New Jersey, there goes that tax money. They move into Connecticut, there goes that tax money. So the people that have the ability to move are going to move. The people that Mamdani supposedly is going to represent, they're still going to be there paying those taxes, right? Well, we'll talk about this a whole lot more. Cameron Smith joins us in just minutes right here on Midday Mobile.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The federal government shutdown reached day 36, making it the longest in U.S. history. President Trump is urging Senate Republicans to abolish the filibuster and pass a spending bill to get people back to work and the food stamps flowing to hungry families in need. Exit polls from New York, New Jersey, and Virginia indicate that voters actively rejected the Trump-aligned Republicans, reflecting disapproval of some of his performance, especially when it comes to the economy. The president says the ongoing government shutdown that's been making life harder for many Americans for several weeks now played a big factor. Tonight marks the largest supermoon of 2025, rising during the southern torrid meteor shower, offering enhanced viewing across the eastern part of the country. It's been a booming session on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average right now up close to 300 points. This is SRN News.
You have $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is letting everyone know about great debt relief options now available to help people with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of your credit card debt. Get a free debt relief consultation when you call 800-304-3399. 800-304-3399. That's 800-304-3399.
Hey, I'm excited. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com.
Hey, this is Tony Truitt with Truitt News Radio. Check out our show every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. right here on FM Talk 106.5. It's all positive and no politics every single week. That's Truitt News Radio, Sunday mornings at 8, where the show that brags on everybody. Don't miss it.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, expect sunny skies this afternoon with temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, a sunny day with highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
So you've decided to remodel, and now it's time to find a contractor. How do you choose? Well, Consumer Affairs says, ask your homeowner friends for recommendations. Search online for contractors who do the type of work you're wanting. Check out client reviews and use social media to ask friends and followers for their suggestions and see examples of their work. And before you sign a contract, always make sure they're fully licensed, certified, and fully insured for your project type. This tip brought to you by Ben Murphy Roofing, using quality Atlas shingles and a polite, professional, and experienced crew. Ben Murphy Roofing.
Rhett Marcus is a proven Trump Republican, a conservative fighter who will help President Trump finish the job. In Congress, Rhett will stand with Trump to defend our guns, our God, and our freedoms. We don't need weak career politicians. We need warriors who will end the woke agenda. Rhett Marcus, Alabama first, America always. Alabama Christian Conservatives is responsible for the content of this advertising. Political ad paid for by Alabama Christian Conservatives. AlabamaChristians.com. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Alta Point Health supports Moments in Time with local veterans on FM Talk 106.5 with Sean Sullivan. Alta Point is proud to work with Alabama's veterans and thanks them and their families for their sacrifices and service. Because of them, we are free today.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 at Midday Mobile, live aboard the USS Alabama here at Battleship Memorial Park. Just a week out now, less than a week out from a whole bunch of stuff starting up at 7 o'clock. Yeah, 7 o'clock on Tuesday morning for Veterans Day with the flag raising and then events throughout the day. Plus, you have the Veterans Day parade going through the city of Mobile. And as always, FM Talk 106.5 going to be there at the start of the parade, hanging out with y'all and the veterans getting ready. And we've got the The coffee and the water and the donuts and the muffins and the healthy foods and all that stuff. So make sure to come by and see us. All right. Without further delay, my friend Cameron Smith, you read his work in the Tennessean. You also can check out his musical stylings when you search for Wasted Bacon online. The man behind, I picture him always like with a one of those fold-out chairs and the knee boots and a megaphone as a director and a contributor to the Ballad of Davy Crockett. He's also a guy that, I don't know, on occasion does a fantastic job of guest hosting this show. Cameron Smith joining us now. Hey, brother.
Hey, man. How you doing? I heard the donuts, but then you said you have healthy food options out there as well, and I just want to know why.
Because we use that as a cover. Like, we put that up, like, the healthy foods are there, and you walk right behind the healthy foods, and boom, it's donut time.
All right. You had me at donuts.
Okay. Yeah, it's a little, it's donut camouflage is what we use it for, like some bananas stacked up to camouflage the donuts. It works for us every time, man. I was sitting here during the news break and talking to folks, and of course I had, surprise, had gone on a little micro rant in the last segment about the breathless reporting of Fox News and websites, the Democrats' big night. Who saw this coming? Man, I'm just some hayseed from Mobile. And was anybody surprised Mom Donnie won in New York? I mean, did we think Sliwa and the Beret was going to win here?
No, we did not. Socialist gonna socialist. That's what's happening here. Is it's not the fact that, oh no, this is some invidious force. I saw Sean Davis from the Federalist saying, well, this happened because purity conservatives were tweeting stuff. I'm like, guys, this is New York City. It is a very, very liberal place. Mondani is a young, energetic force with absolutely terrible ideas. And New York gets what it deserves. And now we see whether New York capital flees to places like Mobile, Nashville, fill in the blank here. Charlotte, North Carolina, major financial hub, is just about to get bigger because the spending and stuff that Mamdani wants to do in New York for, I think they're $300 billion in debt. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a nightmare, but I mean, he's a mayor of a really big city, but he's a mayor. And I understand everybody's falling over themselves to say, we'll deport this guy or, you know, this or that. I even saw Representative Andy Ogles, who's my representative, saying we need to investigate un-American activities. So we're getting into McCarthyism again. Come on. This is liberals picking an extreme liberal to be their mayor, and they get what they deserve.
Yeah, I would argue with your representative that is not un-American. That is American. It might be misguided, but, you know, sure. Plurality of people decide they want somebody to be their representative and they vote for them. I mean, that's pretty democratic to me. I think it's a bad decision, but it's within the rule book.
Yeah, and it's what should happen to New York. New York
I think it's going to be an example. Like, it's going to be an example the rest of the country.
Yeah, and I think it's great because you take a city like, and this is what's happening with California too, right? That California is killing the golden goose. Look, guys, I know how much of a bad rap California gets, but California is absolutely beautiful. There are some fantastic places to hang out there. You can ski, surf, fish, hunt, I mean, it is a magical place, and they've found a way to kill it through very, very bad politics. And New York is following suit. And I say let them, because that's a benefit to the rest of us who live in non-insane world. And, you know, they're going to find out because they're going to get in a death spiral. It's, well, we have all this debt, so we got to get revenue. We get more revenue through taxes. The businesses don't want to pay the taxes, so they leave. So we have to get more revenue out of a shrinking tax base. This is not complicated. It's what's going to happen, and it will be a great warning and I think a boon for conservative Republicans.
Yeah, okay, y'all. I want to point out, and Cameron could, who would not back me up if I wouldn't tell the truth, you and I have not talked about any of those things you just said beforehand, did we?
Nope.
We say this, well, brother, we've said the exact same thing on both fronts. And I will say this, that I had a story about people moving out of New York to move into Darien, Connecticut, and North New Jersey and all that. This is what happens as well. The people that have the money have the, and also they said, well, millionaires are doing it. Well, heck, if you own a property on the island of Manhattan, you're a millionaire. You may not be a rich person, but you're a millionaire. But
this is what happens every time. The people that have the ability. So Mom Dunny is representing people that feel like they've gotten a raw deal in New York, and there may be some argument to be made there. But they can't leave. They got to stay there where their jobs are. And the people with the revenue that Mom Dunny is going to go after to, you know, make this socialist fantasy work, they have the ability to move and leave. And like you said, take capital and business elsewhere, take residence and property taxes elsewhere. I mean, eventually you go after them and they can move, and the people he's going to help, at least he says he's going to help, they're still there and there's no money.
There's a book I have for you. It's called Atlas Shrugged. I mean,
got that right.
The plot has already been written. We know how this works, that people with money can move. They're the most mobile people in society, and they do. There's a reason Nashville has exploded. It's because Tennessee doesn't have any income tax. And so I have literally conservatives from California, from Orange County, move to Nashville, move to places where their dollars go a lot farther and they're not taxed. And they absolutely love it. I have my next door neighbor is an Orange County police officer married to an Orange County prosecutor who are basically retiring and playing golf all the time on a CalPERS pension, because they don't get taxed in Tennessee. And that, to me, is what's going to happen with New York in spades, and it will gut New York City. It just doesn't work. Socialism sounds super cool until you realize that the revenue stream you need is mobile and will leave.
100%. I mean, I completely agree. Like I said, this is like we're having the same discussions. We just haven't worked on them ahead of time, because that is the point that, you know, if you don't understand the failings of socialism, right? If you don't understand the fact that you run out of other people's money, you look at the failed experiments with this over history, and you just at first blush you hadn't really paid attention, but somebody's going to say, listen, it really stinks that your rent costs so much. It really stinks that, you know, it costs so much to live in this city, and you're not getting paid what you should be getting paid by these people that are, you're going to go, yeah, fix that for me. I mean, who doesn't want to hear your free groceries, your grocery prices coming down, your rent's coming down? I mean, if you don't realize it doesn't work, it sounds fantastic. I mean, it sounds like who wouldn't want that? But if you do a little digging, which I guess a lot of plurality of voters didn't do in New York, you realize it just never works.
Yeah, and I mean, this is why I'm screaming, shouting, jumping up and down about the socialism that's creeped into the Trump administration. The idea that we should do central planning in government, that, you know, the president should unilaterally decide, you know, supply chains, decide taxes. I mean, that sort of thing. The Supreme Court's hearing the case of tariffs today and has taken a very skeptical view of the Trump administration's claims that it has this unilateral authority to, quote unquote, do these deals, because that our founders brilliantly realized that Congress was going to have the power of the purse, that Congress had the ability to set tax policy, and that the president's job was to basically execute these laws. So when we start getting private stakes, you know, or public stakes in private companies, we're just sort of creeping. We're putting our toe in the water of socialism. People don't realize that socialism isn't the end. Communism is the end. Socialism is the process to get there. Mm-hmm. And that's where I just say, no, we should not have public stakes in private companies. The government should not do that. I don't care whether it's Republican or Democrat. It's a bad idea, because you're dipping your toe in the water to a ideology that's resulted in the deaths of hundreds of millions of people. So
bingo.
You don't want to get in that pool. It's a deadly one.
Before we wrap up, too, the discussion of the filibuster here, I mean, this goes back to what we talk about. Watch what you ask for now. You have to deal with it going forward. What's your take on this?
Look, I'm sympathetic with President Trump here of, I want you to fix this stuff and just do it. It is so short-sighted that it kills me, because the rationale of we're going to do what we want, Democrats would do it if they had control, it gives Democrats exactly what they want. You know, they can say, you know what, Republicans nuked the filibuster. We have no choice. Now that we're in control, and if you looked at the elections as they're trending, and even Trump's on comments that midterms are going to be a disaster, the idea here is, well, let's give them the stick with which to beat us. And I just think it is a bad idea. Don't nuke the filibuster. You know, continue to hold out for a clean CR, and then be reasonable and I think that will actually work well. If you try to run everything over and then the filibuster's not there and things switch the other way, man, it is game over, because Trump's right. Once they have that ability, they won't blink. And if we hand it to them, they can just say it's our fault.
There you go. Cameron, people want to get out and conversate with you. How about that? Conversate with you about socialism, Bama football, and a whole slew of other things. How do they find you?
At T. Cameron Smith on the X Machine is the best way. I love it when you guys holler at me, and roll tide.
Roll tide, roll, brother. I'll talk to you next week.
See you, bud.
There goes Cameron Smith, and we're coming right back. More Midday Mobile live aboard the Mighty A here at Battleship Memorial Park.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, welcome back, and we are live aboard the Mighty A at Battleship Memorial Park, and event starts at 7 o'clock on Tuesday morning here. You've got the flag raising, and of course, we got the big Veterans Day Parade here in Mobile, not to take away from Veterans Day Parades all around our area. The one we're present at is in Mobile, but there are some great parades going on elsewhere, and we'll continue to talk about those going forward. Let's see, from the text line, let's go to, first up here, Billy D. says, I'm wondering when the mass exodus from New York is going to begin. I'm going to say that within the next month, or maybe right after Christmas, you go and see a lot of wealth leaves New York and goes to Texas. All right, exactly what Cameron and I were talking about. And here's the rub. So, and I'm trying to get out of your partisanship for just a second. Try to look at it, pull back, and say, okay, so Mom Donnie comes in. And I can understand where people in New York, you know, that are working in New York are frustrated. And this is not, people say, well, it's not Skid Row people we're talking about. I'm talking about somebody who, they went to school, they did the things the right way, and, you know, they've made decent decisions, you know, whatever. And they still can hardly afford to live there, right? The income's not commensurate with what it costs to live. So here comes somebody along who says, listen, I hear you. I feel you. Right. And I'm going to come in here and those big giant corporations, billionaires here. Right. They got enough extra money. So we're going to tax them. Here's how it's going to work. We're going to tax them. We're going to take that money and we're going to bring down the cost of groceries, bring down the price of rent, which the rent thing is very interesting, too, because in a, you know, rent fixed apartments in New York are a thing. That's a whole nother structure. But I'm going to take this money from them. And I'm going to fix these problems. I'm going to make it more affordable for regular folks like you and you and you and you. All these people that showed up to vote for Mom Donnie. I'm going to make it so where you can afford to live there. Well, that sounds great. You know, once again, this is not Skid Row. It's not, people get, sometimes you look at somewhere like New York and go, oh, well, the only people voting for him are, they don't go to work. They don't, nuh-uh. No, there's a lot of people who go to work. You know, they're hustling. They're working in New York. They can't seem to get any footing. Okay. Well, Mom Donnie says, well, we'll go get the money from the billionaires. Don't worry. I got this. We'll get the money from the billionaires. We'll make this thing work. So guess what happens? Just like Cameron and I said, like Billy D was talking about, people with money, wealth has running shoes. Heck, wealth has track shoes. Wealth has the ability to move to where it's most beneficial. And say today more than ever before, you're in a situation also where you don't even have to live in the same place to work in this, right? I mean, think about, you had this discussion in the 1970s, 80s, 90s. People had to kind of be there. You had to be in New York to do this. You don't now. I mean, you could telecommute and do anything. You don't have to even be in an office. So the idea of these individuals or these companies giving themselves additional exposure to taxation that Mom Donnie's talking about, they can just move. Whether they move headquarters or themselves somewhere, they can just move. Then what happens? Well, that base that they, you know, that Mom Donnie told him that he was going to go get the money from isn't there. But the people that were having trouble making it before, who are waiting for this situation for the money, they're stuck there. They aren't as mobile as the people that Mom Donnie was going to go after. So what happens? I say you end up with an even worse standard of living for those people. the people that voted for Mom Dyer. Like I said, if you don't believe, you know, if you don't believe that there's like an appeal to the ideas that are espoused by socialists, you're foolish. No, it's like, oh, wow, that would be good, and that would be good, and we need to balance this out. Okay, you could feel that in your heart, but in your mind, look at this. It never works. And maybe we need a continuing education, right? Maybe my friend Annette here was saying, you know, the kids aren't learning about socialism anymore in schools. Well, maybe we need a CE here on how it works, and that CE is going to be the city of New York. People are going to watch this and go, wait a second, that's not what I was told. No, and you could go back in history books and learn it, or you can learn it again for yourselves by watching what happens in New York. All right, to the text line here, Squirrel Vereen says the exodus is already happening with the leftists spreading out to integrate themselves in communities and upend them. We have those liberal nut job communist socialist anarchists here now. That's a lot of names there. But here's, you have to have a mass of people that don't know history. Because once again, if you don't think, if you're in that situation, I'm not talking about Skid Row, I'm talking about the people that are working people in New York, and it really stinks for them because the city's super expensive to live in. They're not getting paid commensurate with what it costs for their apartments that are rent controlled, so you have a not a real free market value on those places and limited infrastructure. You hear those messages from Mom Donnie. If you don't know that socialism's track record is like really bad, then you're like, yeah, that sounds good. Those things sounds good. But what happens, we're about to see, is what's happened everywhere else. You start putting pressure on capital, be it private or with a business, they will move and take that capital elsewhere. All right. Well, actually, you know what? Let's check in with my buddy Ron from Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry, whether we are talking about gold and silver prices or, Ron, your take on this. I mean, if you tell people you're going to just take all their money, you know they can move to other states. Have you heard that?
Yeah, you can imagine how much gold and silver it cost. I mean, nobody could afford it if it wasn't right. Socialism in this country. So you think people would have learned stuff from the past. But no, they can't look at Venezuela or China or any of these other places. They just, like you said, it's the free stuff mentality is kind of drives you crazy.
Yeah, I mean, if you didn't know history and just heard the message of it, be like, yeah, I would like my groceries to be less in New York and my rent to be less. I get it. I mean, if I lived there, I'd want the same thing. But this playbook hadn't worked before, so I don't know. They're going to be an example to the rest of the country.
Yeah, you could stand free in a bread line. That's free. Everybody get in line, get your soup and your bread. So I don't know. I don't know how much fun that's going to be, Sean.
It's not going to be. All right, let's talk about what's going on with precious metals out there.
Precious metals, gold and silver are climbing today. There's been a lot of profit taking, uncertainty in the markets. Just look at the stock market the last few days. Gold and silver have been holding steady. They're nowhere near their highs of last week, but still gold is trading right at just a smidge under 4,000. In fact, it just climbed over 4,000 again, and silver's trading right at $48 an ounce. So still very respectable. Yeah, the government shutdown's really playing havoc with this. So, I mean, it'd be a good time to add to your stack because if they get this thing solved and get everybody funded again, that will help because a lot of the markets are in turmoil because of that. Everybody's kind of getting nervous. I thought it was going to last a week or two, and I'm sure you talked about this a lot. Mm-hmm. Now we're going on month number two. So it's really adversely affecting the stock market as well as the bullion markets.
Yeah, okay, so it does. So the shutdown has an adverse effect on the precious metal.
Yeah, a lot of people, of course, they're unemployed, and right now the government employees aren't getting paid, and they're temporarily unemployed, so they're selling stuff. And a lot of people are cashing in part of their 401ks, causing the stock market to go down. And companies that rely on income for the people that were used to go in to their business and spend money, that's gone down, so they're liquidating some of their assets. So it causes a sell-off until everything gets fixed up. And so hopefully the politicians will pull their heads out of you know where and get their stuff together. I mean, my God, all they got to do is sign a 30-day extension and they can always shut the government down again, give it a chance to fix it. But
there you go.
Shumner and those guys, I just think they want to ruin Trump and make him look bad.
Ron, people want to find you. How do they do it?
2204 Government Street, Midtown Mobile. Call us 251-725-1590 or find us at MobileBayCoins.com.
Hey, thank you, brother. We'll talk soon.
See you, Sean.
All right. I'm going to Hand the microphone over to Tom Claxton. The Scuttlebutt Radio Network live aboard the Mighty A starts next.